弟兄姊妹，我们翻到加拉太书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章，我们从第一节读到第十四节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 14.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified?
我只要问你们一件，这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit,Are you now being perfected by the flesh?
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？
Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
So then, does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
正如亚伯兰信神，这就算为他的义。
Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯兰的子孙。
Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham.
并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith,Preach the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, All the nations will be blessed in you.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切知识去行的，就被咒诅。
So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham the believer. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
律法原不本乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。
However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
这便叫亚伯兰的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles,so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you on this day of your resurrection that we have gathered before your throne.
每次来到面前，我们就想到我们是在你面，在你面前一个蒙恩典、蒙祝福的人。
Every time we gather before you, we are reminded that we are a people that have been blessed and have received grace from you.
从前远离神的人，今天却能够坦然无惧来到世人座前，来到神面前。
All of us who were originally apart from you have now been able to draw near to you without fear of condemnation.
这要从何说起呢？是因为你在十字架上为我们所成就救赎工作。
And this is because of the great work of salvation that you accomplished upon the cross for us.
因此我们在你面前，我不再畏惧，我们是呢带着一个感恩的心，带着一个平安的心，一同来到你的面前。
And we can gather before you without fear, but with the heart filled with thanksgiving and at peace.
因为你的罪已经得到赦免，我们在神面前因为成为神所称义的人，我们今天就可以凭信心来到耶稣基督的面前，来求告他，来赞美称颂他。
Because our sins have been taken away, and we can come before you justified in righteousness to worship and praise the Lord.
因此，早晨我们在凭信心，不是凭眼见，我们一同来到你的施恩座前。一同等候仰望在你面前。
And we can gather before your throne by faith, not by sight, to worship and praise the Lord.
好，叫你的话再次借圣灵更多临到我们心中，能够把这些话再次解开。
And that your word would enter into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that it would reveal your words to us.
让我们更多认定你，除你以外别有拯救，唯独耶稣基督的名。
And we will confirm that there is no other name by which we may be saved apart from the Lord Jesus.
因此我们求你纪念这点时间，施恩怜悯我们，悦纳我们祷告。
Please bless this time and continue to watch over us and keep us.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 非常感谢主，我们继续来看加太书。
Thank the Lord that we'll continue studying the book of Galatians.
我们知道加太书乃是使徒保罗为了福音的真理，因信称义，在那里做辩护。
And we see here that Paul is defending the experience of the gospel of the truth that by faith we are saved.
在第一章那里，让我们看见，因为在那里有基督的福音，有人要在那边更改基督的福音。
We see that in the Galatian church, people were trying to alter the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
保罗告诉我们说，福音是什么？福音就是基督为人的罪死了，也埋葬了。第三天又从死里复活。
And how does Paul describe the gospel? It is that the Lord Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and on the third day was resurrected.
这是基督的福音，所以人只要相信耶稣基督，我们罪就得赦免，我们就可以得救，神就称我们为义。
And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and as only we believe in Him, then our sins will be forgiven, and we can be saved.
这是保罗所传的福音。
And this is the gospel which Paul shared.
保罗所传的福音，他所领受不是从人来的，也不是人教导他的，乃是耶稣基督启示来的。
And he said that he did not receive this gospel from other men, but he received it directly from the Lord Jesus.
所以这是不可更改的。
And so it cannot be changed.
但是有犹太教的人在那里教训人说，人要守律法，守摩西律法，要受割礼，人才能得救。
But there were some Jewish believers who were coming in and saying that you have to be circumcised and follow the Jewish laws in order to be saved.
保罗说这不是福音。
And Paul said, this is not the gospel.
若有人更改基督的福音，就当受，应当受咒诅。
And he said, cursed is anyone who wants to alter the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
我们看见保罗写书信的时候，很少讲到那么重的话。
And we see that Paul very rarely uses such severe language.
保罗说，若是有人要把基督的福音更改，这些人就应该受咒诅。
He says, if anyone wants to change the gospel of the Lord Jesus, these people should be cursed.
所以很显然，更改基督的福音是一件非常严重、非常严肃的事情。
So changing the gospel of the Lord Jesus is a very serious thing.
那等于就是说，否认主耶稣基督所做的工作，或者说基督所做的工作是不完全的。
Which is to say that they are trying to nullify or to claim that the work of the Lord Jesus is incomplete.
因为这是跟关系到整个救恩的根基。
Because this is touching upon the very foundation of salvation.
诗篇十一篇那里告诉我们说，根基若毁坏了，义人还能做什么呢？
In Psalms chapter 11, it tells us if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
教会建造神的工作是在这个根基上。
And the work of the church is also built on this same foundation.
所以我们看见有一个准确真理，根基就稳固。
And so we see that if we have an accurate truth, then the foundations are firm.
根基稳固，上面才有建造的工作。
And if the foundation is firm, only then can you build upon it.
第二章就告诉我们说，保罗因着这缘故呢，因着这件事情的缘故，他上耶路撒冷去。
And Paul tells us that for this matter, he went up to Jerusalem.
他在那里和使徒们和长老们有一次的交通，有一次的会议。
And he had this meeting with the elders and the Apostles.
保罗在这个交通里面，他在那边见证述说神如何借着他在外邦人当中行了许多神迹奇事。
And in this meeting, he described how he shared the gospel and performed many miracles among the Gentiles.
外邦人怎样因着相信基督耶稣，他们就得救，就称义了。
And how the Gentiles, upon hearing the word, believed and were made righteous.
同样，使徒彼得也在会中见证外邦人如何从他口中听见了福音。
And Peter also stood up and testified how the Gentiles heard the gospel from his mouth.
且相信了福音，神也照样把圣灵赐给他们。
And how upon receiving the gospel, the Lord poured out the Holy Spirit upon them.
他们信心也得到洁净，犹太人和外邦人得救都是因着主耶稣基督的恩。
And how the Whether Gentile or Jewish, it, as long as they believe that they receive the salvation from the Lord.
所以使徒们他们在这样的教通里面很确定很明确。
And so in this meeting, they concluded that we only need to believe in the Lord Jesus, and then we are saved. And it is not by the law through which we are justified.
这是福音的真理, 就是因信称义。
This is the truth of the gospel, which is justification by faith.
所以保罗这样说, 凡有血气的, 没有一个人因行律法被神称义。
So Paul says here that by the law, no one by their own works has been justified.
那到第三章呢，保罗就借着加太人他们信主得救的这个经历呢，把他们带到神的话语来。
And so in Galatians chapter 3, he brings this this work of salvation, an example from the Bible to us.
从神的话语来让他们认识什么是福音的真理，什么是因信称义。
He uses an example from God's word to explain what it means to be justified by faith.
所以第三章一开头的时候，他在说无知的加太人呐。So
he begins by saying in the first verse, "You foolish Galatians."
他两次提到加太人无知。Twice
he calls the Galatians foolish.
我想这是一个非常严重的话。And
I think this is a very serious way of speaking.
为什么保罗称他们是一个无知的人呢？
Why does Paul call them foolish?
无知就是说他们对神、对属灵事情、属灵事物是这样无知。
He's saying that they are foolish to the words of the Lord, to the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们从神的话里面来看，神怎样看一个人是一个无知的人呢？
So from God's word, let's see how the Lord calls someone who is foolish.
或是怎样的人是一个智慧人。
Or what makes a person foolish or wise?
诗篇十四篇那里说愚顽人，愚顽人就是英文同样的字，就是愚昧无知的人。
In Psalm 14, the Bible says the fool says in his heart.
一个愚昧无知的人，他心里说没有神。
And it says in 14 verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
在以弗所书第五章那里把说不要做糊涂人，这个糊涂因为是无知。
In Ephesians chapter 5, it also says, so then do not be foolish.
So 不要做一个糊涂人，一个无知人，要明白主的旨意。
It says, do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有信主之前，我们在神眼光当中，我们都是一个无知的人。
Brothers and sisters, before we were saved, before we believed in the Lord, in God's eyes, we were all foolish.
我们在说哪里有神，神的在哪里。
We would say, where is God? Where is he?
我们不承认有神的存在。
We did not believe that God existed.
我们更不知道神的旨意是什么。
We didn't know what God's will was.
这是我们从前没有信主之前的一个光景。
This was our situation before we believed in the Lord.
但是感谢神，有一天我们得救了。
But we thank the Lord that one day we were saved by his grace.
基督成我们智慧。
And the Lord Jesus became our wisdom. And he gave us the Lord Jesus, who is the wisdom of, from God, to be our wisdom.
And we may understand what his will is, and to do what is pleasing to
the Lord. So after we believe in the Lord sees us as a wise person.
一个智慧人也是说到他是个敬畏神的人。
So a wise person is someone who fears the Lord.
所以真耶稣第九章来告诉我们说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And so Proverbs 9 tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
现在这一般加太的基督徒们他们似乎又 回到落到从前那无知的光景里面。
And so these Galatians seem to have returned to the state of foolishness.
他们又在那好像靠自己要行靠自己的行为要行律法，他们要得到神的称义。
And that by their own works, according to the law, they are trying to be justified.
他们在那要离开基督的福音去跟从别的福音，不是那不是福音。
They seem to have believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus to follow a different gospel, which is not the gospel.
所以在这里保罗说无知的加太人啊。
So Paul begins here, you foolish Galatians.
定十字架已经活化在你们眼前了。
Says, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.
已经就是表明说他们曾经是有这样经历过的。
It says, that they have already experienced this. They've already gone through this experience.
他们信主的时候，他们是经历到耶稣基督定十字架活化在他们眼前。
That when they first believed, Jesus Christ was crucified before their eyes.
那就是说，好像一幅非常生动、非常非常活泼的一个影像图画显在他们心中。
It is a very real and living experience that was presented before them.
这一幅画、这个影像在那里感动了他们心，叫他们愿意相信耶稣基督。
And this image moved them.That they believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以很显然，他们得救的时候，那个光景是不错，因为他们实在很清楚的看见那一幅主耶稣如何为罪人死，钉在十字架上那个很生动的画，活在他们里面。
And so when they first believed, it seemed to be very alive to them that the Lord Jesus was crucified for their sins, and that they would believe in Him and be saved.
我常常觉得说，那个圣经和合本实在。用中文所描述的是非常很最好的一个翻译版本。
Often I say that the Chinese translation is a very great and maybe one of the best translations.
有时候人认说啊，我们这个和合本好像翻的不对，干什么需要参考英文？当然一方面需要参考一些英文，但也许让我们更清楚一点。
Sometimes people may say, you know, the Chinese translation.We might need to reference an English translation to explain a certain area a little better, but for the most part, it's very good.
但是有时候中文圣经用一个字一个词，那个所描述的那个非常很生动活，你看，你会感受到那个情形是一个很不同情形。
But the way the Chinese translation portrays the events, it seems very alive, and you would be able to sense the life of these things.
当然，每一个文字都有它特点，特殊的地点，特点。
Of course, every translation has their own specialty.
但是有时候我们觉得中文那个文字呢，实在很常常不是许多其他文字所能够表达那个里面那个感觉那种那个气氛。
But the Chinese translation often presents the emotions behind the words better than other translations.
所以在这里讲到说，耶稣基督活化、很生动的、很实际的、很真实的，就在你们心中显明过，你们也看见了，你们相信也接受了。
So in the first verse, the Chinese translation says, "The Lord Jesus was living and crucified before your eyes, and you saw it."
所以当他们信主以后呢，他们生命属于有一个非常好的表现。
And so when they first believed, their spiritual life had this great testimony.
所以在后面第四章的时候，保罗说他第一次传福音到加太的时候，他们接待保罗如同神的使者，就是正如基督耶稣一样。
And he continues to describe them later that in verse 4 that when he shared the gospel to them, they received him as one would receive the Lord Jesus himself.
所以很显然他们得救的时候是得救很清楚非常好，所以生命有很明显的一个改变。
And so that their experience in receiving the gospel was very great, and that it caused a great change among them.
我们去读《使徒行传》记载那些使徒们、门徒们他们传福音的时候，那个所显出的光景实在令人非常羡慕。
When we read the Acts, when we see how others have received the gospel,
那个圣灵的工作是非常强烈、非常明显的。
We see.The work of the Holy Spirit is very powerful and very.
当使徒一讲道的时候，圣灵就降在那些听道人身上。
And when the gospel is shared among them by the apostles, the Holy Spirit comes down upon those who hear.
他们就在那称颂赞美神。
And there they immediately start to praise and worship the Lord.
所以使徒就马上很快为他们施浸。
And so the apostles would ask them to believe.
也不需要经过什么所谓受浸班。
And they don't need to go through any baptism classes.
因为他们生命的表现很明显的有一个，并且一个非常好的一个见证出来。
And because their life had a great change and had a good testimony.
我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候也是这样光景。
We read 1 Thessalonians is also this way.
我想礼拜五弟兄姊妹正好在读帖撒罗尼迦前后书吧哈。
And this, on Friday nights, our Bible study classes are.
保写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会说，说到他们信主以后，他们信心、爱心、他们喜乐心呢，成了许多信主人榜样。
Paul writes to them saying that when they've believed, their heart filled with love is an example to all the believers.
So we can see one person 得救，其实得救时候的光景呢，常常会决定他将来属灵的道路是怎么走法。
So we see their reaction at receiving the gospel dictates how they would live their future spiritual life.
有个年长弟兄他说，一个人若是得救的好。
An elder brother once said, if they receive the gospel well,
那个属灵的表现就不一样，他以后属灵的道路走起来就比较可以说比较稳定一点。
Then, their spiritual journey it will begin differently, and their future spiritual walk will be more firm.
所以连长弟兄告诉我们说，他们早期在台湾那个传福音的光景。
And so our elder brother used to share about the condition of sharing the gospel in Taiwan.
大概在50年代、60年代那个时候
，probably in the 50s or 60s around that time.
虽然那时候台湾的经济各方面都是非常不好，所以一般百姓都生活非常苦。
And at that time, the economy in Taiwan was very poor, and so the lives of many people were very difficult.
但是教会传福音的时候，那个圣灵的工作也是非常厉害的。
But when the church shared the gospel, the work of the Holy Spirit was very powerful.
他们要传福音的时候，就上街去游行。
Once the gospel shared, people would go out to the streets and
然后穿着那个福音的背心，写说来信耶稣。
And they would put on these vests with the gospel verses to say, "Come believe in the Lord."
然后就邀请人来听福音，就吸引了很多人，就跟着他们走。
And so many people believed and would follow along after them.
然后他们就来到一个公园。
And they would come to a park.
我们知道在台湾早期很多公园都有一个舞台在那里。
And we know in those times that many parks in Taiwan would have this stage.
所以很多人就跟着他们到公园在那边听福音。
So people would follow them into the park to hear the gospel.
在那个听福音里面呢，许多人愿意相信耶稣基督。
And in those times, many people who followed them would choose to believe in the Lord Jesus.
有时候传福音的人讲道的人呢，讲起来那个家乡口音非常重。
And many times these speakers would have a very severe local accent.
也许像什么上海话，什么话的，就是听的人不是听得那么清楚，也不太完全明白他所讲的。
And their accent may be from Shanghai or some other places, and even though what they're saying, you know, people might not be able to understand it very clearly.
但是人照样信主得救。
But all the same, people believed in the Lord and were saved.
所以每一次受浸的时候是几百不几十个人。
And every time there was a call to baptism, there would be tens of people there to be baptized.
等到下一次受浸的时候，这一批刚受浸的弟兄姊妹就进到服事里面帮忙。
And by the time of the next baptism, those who were previously baptized would come to help in the service.
因为每一次受浸的时候人都非常多，所以需要很多人一起帮忙服事。
And every time there was a call for baptism, there were so many people to be baptized that we needed all these people to help.
为什么有这样一个光景显明出来呢？
How did this situation occur?
因为基督耶稣的十字架活化在他们心中，他们很确定很清楚的看见那一幅图画。
Because the cross of Christ was evident in them, and they saw this image of the Lord Jesus being.
所以虽然刚信主，但他们属灵生命的表现很明显有不一样。
But even though they have just believed in the Lord, the change in their lives was very apparent.
因为在那里十字架爱摸着他们，感动了他们，吸引了他们的心。
Because there, the love of the cross had touched them and moved their hearts.
所以要追求服事都不需要人他去催促推动啊。
And when we when they asked for volunteers, you didn't need to push anyone to come and help.
其实这些刚出信的，好像比较容易一点。
And for those who first believed, that service was easier.
就像今天一个小孩子生下来的时候都是健康强壮，我们知道就很容易养。
And just like today, if a child is born healthy and strong, it is easier to raise them.
若是一个小孩子生下来天生有许多毛病，甚至是一个早产儿，那父母养起来就很非常辛苦。
Or if a child is born sickly or unwell, then raising them will be more difficult.
所以我们看见这都是圣灵一个很明显的工作时带出来一个光景，一个情形。
So we see that this is a very distinct work of the Holy Spirit that it has brought about.
但是我们看见今天这个时代，我们传福音呢？
But we see today, in this time,
when we share the gospel. 我们传福音给别人，说要信主，然后就带一个所谓解释祷告。
And so we ask people to believe in the Lord, and we ask them to pray with us.
那我们就告诉他，已经得救了，你可以受浸了。
And after they have received the Lord Jesus, we tell them, you know, you've believed, now you can be baptized.
但是好像他对属灵事情好像一点兴趣都没有，一点感觉都没有。
But it seems that they don't have any desire to pursue the things of the Lord.
也没有个生命的感觉，甚至表现出来，没有什么属灵生命的一个经历在那里。
And there doesn't seem to be a spiritual life there.
所以，若是一个人得救的时候，再乃真是耶稣基督十字架活化在他们心中的时候，那表现是不一样的。
But if the cross of the Lord Jesus is truly alive before them, then their expression, their outcome is different.
因为今天圣灵工作好像不是那么明显，所以人搞不清楚他得救的时候他自己到底得救，他自己也搞不清，因为别人跟他接触的时候也搞不清楚。
And today it seems that the work of the Holy Spirit is less apparent, that even if someone believes, they're not sure of their own salvation.
今天我们常说说我我以前得救也是这样子啊，糊里糊涂就信了。
And people may say today, I know that was what it was like when I first believed. I was kind of muddled along.
就是因为糊里糊涂，所以一得救一所谓得救以后，就是糊里糊涂这样过日子。
And so, likewise, after I believed, I just kind of muddled along through life.
有一天好像我们被复兴起啊，这是神的恩典怜悯。
And we maybe face one day, and we'll say, "This is the grace of the Lord."
不是我们当初得救糊里糊涂，好像是一个正常情形，那是一个不正常情形，我们却把它当作一个正常情形。
And what we consider to be what is actually an uncommon or not a normal life, we've standardized it to now consider it to be normal.
因着那个光景，就失落很多时间，宝贵时间，就浪费很多地上年日。
And so, by muddling along through life in this way, we've wasted many years that we have here on earth.
但是我们看见起初教会的光景不是这样子。
But we see the church in its infancy was not like this.
圣灵的工作非常厉害的。
The work of the Holy Spirit was very great.
一方面圣灵的工作厉害，我们也看见仇敌的工作也是非常厉害的。
On one hand, as strong as the Holy Spirit's work was, the work of the enemy was also very strong.
因为有神的工作在那里，就有仇敌的工作在那里。
Where the Lord's work is, the work of the enemy will be there as well.
所以说讲到天国比喻，说天国比喻。
When the Lord Jesus spoke of the kingdom of heaven,
a kingdom parable,
the parable of the kingdom of heaven.
讲到有人在那撒种子，就是神的道。
When someone was there sowing seed, which is the gospel.
那我们看见飞鸟就把这个道。把神的话就吃掉了。
We see the birds of the sky came down and ate up the seeds.
有人在那撒好种在他田里面。
And someone sowed good seed in his field.
然后仇敌来呢，就把那个坏的种子、败子也撒到田的里面。
But an enemy would come and sow thorns and briars also in the field.
所以那个主人的仆人说：“你不是撒的是好种吗？那怎么有这些败子出现呢？”
And someone would say to the landowner, "Didn't you sow good seed? Where did all these thorns and briars come from?"
主耶稣说这是仇敌做的。
And the Lord said, "This is the work of the enemy."
败子就是一个假冒的没有生命的东西。
The thorns are these false ones.
那些不是麦子，不是生命的东西，也是把它放在那个神的国度里面。那当然，这个国度是指外表的表现，不是真正国度里面。
And these other weeds are those who only look like they belong to the kingdom outwardly, but aren't actually part of the kingdom.
所以我们看见加太的圣徒们，他们的确是得救了，他们也是经到主耶稣基督救恩的。所以后面告诉保罗说，你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然吗？所以他们的确信了主，也在受苦。
And so Paul says to the Galatians, "You received the Spirit, but all the suffering that you went through, did you suffer in vain?"
因为当使徒他们在传福音的时候，犹太人一直在逼迫他们。
Because while the apostles were sharing the gospel, the Jews were oppressing them.
所以使徒们、门徒们，他们就散居到逃散在各地。
And so the apostles fled to all the various places of the world.
那相信耶稣基督的人，那些人也受了一些苦，也要受苦。
And those who believed in the Lord also were oppressed and suffered.
所以我们看见加太教会，他们信主以后，他们在受苦。
So we see that the Galatians, after they believed, they suffered.
我们读帖撒罗尼迦教会光景也是一样，他们信主以后呢，受了本地人的苦害。
And we see also in the Thessalonians that they were oppressed by the people that they lived among.
仇敌不仅是外面的苦害，还在迷惑人。
And the work of the enemy not only oppresses them, but they also mislead them.
所以我们看加太教会的人，他们真的受了迷惑。
So we see the Galatian church has been misled.
帖撒罗尼迦教会人他们也是这样受了迷惑。
And the Thessalonians were also misled.
保罗写信给他们说，那些那个困惑的人到底困惑的里面没有？
你说
，chapter two， 困惑也是迷惑一样。那个困惑的人就是撒旦。
And so those people that misled you, is those people are of Satan.
撒旦借那些犹太教人在困惑迷惑人，对真理他们把他们带到个偏差道路上。
And so those Jewish people who oppressed them and misled them were leading them on a different path.
所以我们看见其他书信也都有看见那个这样的情形。
So in all the other letters, epistles, we see this situation as well.
加太教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会，我们读提摩太前书、以弗所教会也是一样，在那里都有许多那个不准确的道理在被在教训人。
And in Galatians, Thessalonians, in Timothy, and in Ephesians, there was all these false teachings being spread.
哥罗西也是一样，所以当时你看各地的教会都受了一些迷惑、困惑。
In Colossians as well. So all the various churches were suffering from these false teachings that were entering into the church.
但是我们感谢神，帖撒罗尼迦教会，虽然他们在那个非常不容易艰难环境里面，但是他们凭信心靠主站立了住了。
We thank the Lord that the Thessalonians, even though they were in such a difficult situation, were able to stand firm before the Lord.
但是加太教会就没有。
But the Galatian church did not.
他们在那受了迷惑，他们就偏离那个基督的福音，走在一个错误道路上去。
But the Galatians did not. They left the gospel of the Lord Jesus and were walking following a different gospel.
所以保罗在这里就问了他们两个问题。
So here Paul asked them two questions.
他说：“我只要问你们一件事情，你们受圣灵是因行律法呢，还是听信福音？”
So first says, were you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
那赐第二个就是第二个问题说，那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？
And again in verse 5, does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
我们知道他们受圣灵不是因行律法，而是听信福音。
We know that they receive the Holy Spirit not by the works of the law, but by hearing.
圣灵在他们当中能够行一些异能，其实也不是因为他们行律法，而是因为听信福音。
And again, the Holy Spirit works miracles among them not by the works of the law, but by the hearing with faith.
所以保罗就借他们那个得救称义的这个经历，把他们带到神的话语里面，让他们看见神的话是怎么说的。
And so he used.Paul uses their gospel experience to bring them into the Word of God, to show them what the Word of God says about the gospel.
正如亚伯兰信神，这就算为他义。
He says, Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
在底下这一段里面一再提到说，经上记着说。 经上记着说。
And this following section, he continues says, the scriptures say, the scriptures say.
经上记着，经上记着。
And for it is written, for it is written.
一再引用旧约神的话。
And he uses the word of the Lord from the Old Testament.
那就是使徒保罗要把加太教会他们有得救经历，然后看看从神的话里面让他们看见，他们经历是有根据的，是有神的话在那里的。
And so he used the Galatian, their gospel experience, and showed them the word of the Lord to say that their experience had foundation.
他提到亚伯兰是怎样因信被神称义这件事情。
And how Abraham by faith was recognized righteous.
亚伯兰信神，神就算为他为义，这件事是记载在创世纪书上。
And so Abraham believed in God and was reckoned to him as righteousness that is recorded in Genesis.
那时候亚伯兰一个儿子都没有。
At that time, Abraham had no sons.
神就对他说，神就应许他说。
And so the Lord said to him and promised him,
你的后裔将来要像天上的星那样众多。
Your descendants will be as the stars in the heavens.
然后圣经就告诉我们说，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And the Bible records, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
当神在那里对亚伯兰说，将来你的子孙要像天上的星那么众多。
So the Lord said to Abraham, your descendants will be as the stars in the heavens.
他就相信神的话，他就相信神。
So he believed in God's word, and he believed in the Lord.
神在那里就称他为义。
And the Lord there reckoned him as righteousness.
所以我们看见亚伯兰称义的时候，他什么事情都没有做。
So when Abraham first believed,He didn't do anything.
他只相信神的话，相信神的应许，神就称他为义。
He didn't, he only believed in God's word and believed in His promise, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness.
不是因为他受割礼才被神称义。
It's not because he became circumcised that he, became righteous.
不错，亚伯兰以后有受割礼。
It's true, eventually.Abraham became circumcised.
那是记载在创世纪十七章。
And that's recorded in Genesis 17.
那是他称义被神称义以后所发生的事情。
But that's after he was reckoned as righteous.
在那里，神和他立约，吩咐他说：“你和你的后裔世世代代都要遵守，男孩子生下第八天要受割礼。”
And this is when the Lord was establishing a covenant with Abraham. He says, "You and all your descendants on."The eighth day you will be circumcised.
这是犹太人受割礼的一个由来。
And so this is the custom of the Jews to become circumcised.
就是说男孩子生下第八天在他肉体上有个记号。
Is so that for their male children, that on the eighth day after their birth, they will have this sign in the flesh.
这个记号呢是要表明他们是神的百姓，他们是属神的人。
And this is to testify that they are a people that belong to the Lord, that they are God's people.
要作为那些没有受过割礼的外邦人做一个区隔区别
to separate them from the Gentiles who were not circumcised.
因为外邦人他没有受过割礼，所以他不是神的百姓，他不是属神的人。
For the Gentiles around them were not circumcised. They did not belong to the Lord. They weren't God's people.
那个记号就是用那个属神的百姓那个。用我们今天的话就是说，他就是一个得救人，他是一个称义的人。
And so the sign is this in our words today would be to show that they are someone who is saved.
所以以后以色列百姓怎么跟外邦人区隔？因为他们受过割，犹太人受过割礼，但是外邦人他们没有受过割礼。
And so how did the Jews separate themselves from the Gentiles? The Jews were circumcised, and the Gentiles were not.
所以受割礼的目的是为了什么呢？
And so what was the reason for the circumcision?
保罗在罗马书第四章在那里就有解释。
And so Romans in chapter 4 gives this explanation.
保罗在说亚伯兰因信称义是在他受割礼之前还是 之后呢？
So Paul asks, was Abraham reckoned as righteous before or after he received the circumcision?
亚伯兰因信称义是在他受割礼之前神就称他为义了。
Abraham believed in the Lord before he was circumcised. Therefore, God reckoned to him as righteous.
这个割礼是要做一个印记，做一个证据。
And so he said, "This circumcision is a seal of the righteousness of faith."
人看见这个人身上有一个这个记号， 人就知道说这个人是属神的人，这是一个神的百姓，他是一个得救称义的人。
When other people see this, they will see it as a sign that this person belongs to the Lord and that they are righteous.
不是因为人受割礼才得救。
It is not because they are circumcised that they were saved.
这是当时犹太人所要教训人的一个错误的一个道理。
And so this is a false teaching that the Jews were trying to share among the
believers. 所以保罗就说，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So he said, you.Who believe without being circumcised, you are the true the descendant of Abraham.
就是照信心这个原则，被称为神的被神称义的人，他们就是亚伯拉罕子孙，因为亚伯拉罕子孙需要照着亚伯拉罕所行的去行。
So those who believe are the descendants of Abraham, are the true descendants of Abraham.
因为在约翰福音第八章，主耶稣对那些犹太人说。你们因为犹太人说我们是亚伯拉罕子孙。
Because in John chapter 8, the Jews were saying to Jesus that we are the descendants of Abraham.
因为他们不相信那些犹太人反对主耶稣，抵挡主耶稣。
For those Jews were opposed to the Lord Jesus.
但他们说我们是亚伯拉罕子孙。
And they said to him, we are Abraham's descendants.
主耶稣说你们若是是亚伯拉罕子孙，你们就必须照着亚伯拉罕所行的。
And so he said, if you are the descendants of Abraham, then you should do the deeds of Abraham.
那才是真正亚伯拉罕子孙。
And then you are truly the descendants of Abraham.
就肉身来说，这些那些犹太教人、犹太人，他们是亚伯拉罕子孙。
And on one hand, it's true that they are the descendants of Abraham.
但是他们不过是亚伯拉罕肉身的子孙就是了。
But they were only the fleshly, physical descendants.
而那些照着亚伯拉罕所行的，因相信神。他们被神称义，他们就成为亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙。
And those who did the deeds of Abraham, who believed in the Lord in faith, became Abraham's spiritual descendants.
所以神已经预先，他说圣经已经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕了。
And so, the Bible records that, the scriptures knew that God would share the gospel to the Gentiles. Therefore, it recorded this interaction between Abraham and the Lord.
神所传给亚伯拉罕福音是什么呢？
And so what is this gospel that the Lord shared with Abraham?
就是万国都必因你得福。
That all the nations will be blessed.
就是以后万国的人因着像亚伯拉罕一样，因信就被神称义，就得着福了。亚伯拉罕所得着的福。
That those who believe in the Lord would be blessed through Abraham.
感谢神，什么是福呢？
We thank the Lord. What does it mean to be blessed?
罗马书第四章那里说到，那些在行为之外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
In Romans 4 says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven.
那些罪得赦免其罪得赦免，罪过得遮盖的，他们是有福的。
Blessed on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered.
神不算为有罪的人是个有福的人。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account.
感谢神，这样的人是个有福的人。
Thank the Lord that this is the man who is blessed.
所以我们已经得到这个福。
We have also received this blessing.
所以我们常常告诉一些福音朋友说，信耶稣是个最大的福。
So we tell our gospel friends that believing in the Lord Jesus is the greatest blessing.
因为我们没有靠自己行为，不需要守什么律法，我们只要相信耶稣基督，我们就得救，我们就称义，我们就成为有福的人。
We don't have to do any specific thing. We don't have to follow the law. We just need to believe in the Lord Jesus, and we will.
所以保罗说这福，不单是加给那些受割礼的犹太人。
And so Paul says this blessing is not just for those who have been circumcised.
也加给那些没有受割礼的外邦人。
But also to the Gentiles who are uncircumcised.
不管是犹太人，不管是外邦人，都因着因信称因信就称义了。
Whether Jew or Greek, as long as you believe in the Lord, then you are justified by faith.
所以加太这些外邦人。
So these Gentiles who are the Galatians,
他们之所以能够因信称义，都是根据神的话，神已经在那里有应许了。
that their justification by faith is according to God's word. It is all already recorded in the scriptures in the Old Testament.
所以他们从神的话语里面, 他们就知道, 他们是怎样得救的, 因信就被神称义了, 不是因为行律法, 受割礼。
So that their faith can be demonstrated as justification by faith, and not through works.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天得救经历也是一样。
But this is our experience with salvation is the same today.
神的话在那里一再说,
God's word says,
神的话在那里说的时候也是说到神给人的一种应许,
that the Lord has given us this promise.
罗马书第十章那里说, 求告主名就必得救。
Romans 10 says, whoever asks of the Lord will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主, 心里信神加从死里复活, 就必得救。
For with the heart a person believes resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation.
人心里相信就可称义。
As long as the person believes in their heart, they will be righteous.
所以我们只要让求告主，只要我们心里承认耶稣是主，相信神加从死里复活，我们就得救了，就必然得救。
So as long as we believe in our heart that the Lord Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected, then we will be saved.
就那么简单，我们没有做什么事情，只要相信，我们就得着得救了。
And it's that simple. We just need to believe, and then we will be saved.
我们不需要去受割礼。
We don't need to be circumcised.
我们不要做很多事情。
We don't need to do all these various things.
我们不需要改变，好像我要成为更好的人，我才相信耶稣，我才能得救。不需要。
We don't need to change our whole lives and strive to be a better person in order to be saved.
我们只要照着神的话，神的话是这么说：求告他主名，人就必得救。
We just need to believe in God's word, and God's word says this: that as long as we believe in Him, then we will be saved.
我们可以承认耶稣是主，相信神家从死里复活，我们就得救了。
And with our mouth, we confess that the Lord Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then we will receive salvation.
但我讲这个得救，这个相信或者承认，这是个真实的， 不是只是一个道理上的接受而已。
And this confession is a real confession, not just a recitation of words.
所以以弗所书第一章也告诉我们说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。
And so in Ephesians it says, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation,
信了基督，既信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵。
Having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这个圣灵在我们身上就做一个印记。
And so this Holy Spirit is a seal.
从前旧约以色列百姓，他们在肉身上受了个印记割礼，在他们身上有一个记号，有个证明，证据。
In the Old Testament, the Jews received this seal in their flesh as a circumcision.
他们是证明他们是属神的百姓。
And that seal testified that they were God's people.
今天新约神的儿女，乃是圣灵在我们身上做个印记，圣灵住在我们里面，见证我们是神的儿女。
And today, God's children, we have received the Holy Spirit as our seal, and the Holy Spirit testifies that we belong to Him.
这是我们得救的同时所得着的。
And this is what we received at the same time as our salvation.
圣灵在我们身上盖一个章，打上个印记，做个记号。
The Holy Spirit presses a seal upon us to seal us, to leave a mark.
我们是属神的人,
that we are people that belong to the Lord.
正如一本书，你把你的印章上面有你名字盖上去。
It's as if you have a book and then you stamp your name.
人看见这个印章的时候，人就知道说这本书是属哪一个人的。
And people will read that seal and know who that book belongs to.
所以我们身上有个印记，这个印记不是外面，这个印记是里面的。
Likewise, we ourselves have a stamp on us.
这个圣灵也将见证我们的确是属神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit testifies that we are God's people.
但是今天也借着个外面的一个表明来见证我们是神的儿女。
But likewise, there is still an outward sign that we are a people.
就是受浸这件事情。
And that is the baptism.
为什么人这么要受浸呢？
Why do people need to be baptized?
表明我们是一个得救的人，我们是一个神所称义的人。
Is to testify that we are a people that are saved and that have.
就是因为我们已经得救了，我们已经被神称义了，我们才需要受浸。
It is only after we have already been saved and we have been justified.
当然，受浸在圣经里面有一些不有几个不同的，有许多不同的属灵意义。
That we need to be baptized. And baptism in the Bible has very has many spiritual meanings.
最明显就是罗马书第九第六章也告诉我们说，我们记得受浸与主耶稣基督同死同埋葬。
Most importantly is as it is explained in Romans chapter 6 that we have been buried with him through baptism into death.
也借着受浸表明我们和他一同复活。
And through baptism it represents that we have also risen with him.
但受浸还有一个意义呢，是一个见证，一个证明，咱们宣告说我是一个得救的人，我是一个神所称义的人，我是一个属神的人。
It is also a testimony to say that we belong to the Lord. I am someone who belongs to the Lord.
所以是有一个真正得救称义的人，他才能够受浸。
Therefore, it is only someone who has been saved that can truly be baptized.
不是因为我们受浸了，我们才得救。
It is not because we are baptized that we are saved.
我想这个次序我们需要很清楚的把有点认识。
So, I think we need to be very clear in the understanding of the order of these events.
虽然我们读圣经的时候，有时候受浸跟得救是连在一起的。
And many times as we read the Bible, we may link baptism and salvation together.
但是我们去读圣经的时候知道 那里的得救是有不同意义，不是讲到那永远得救这件事情。
But when we read those verses, we see that that salvation is not the eternal salvation.
因为圣经里面好多地方讲到我们得救。
Because many places the Bible will talk about our salvation.
这个在罗马更多后书第一章保罗说从前他救了我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, he saved us
从前，他从前救了我们。
Previously, he has saved us.
那是指的永远的得救。
And that is,
从前我们先信主耶稣基督，我们就得救了。
That is speaking of the eternal salvation, that, but previously he has already accomplished this work of salvation.
但现在还要救我们。
But now he is still saving us.
那就是讲到魂的得救。魂所。
Which is speaking of the salvation of the soul.
并且将来他要救我们。
And that continually in the future he will save us.
所以那里的得救就讲到将来主再来说我们身体得赎的得救。
And he's speaking there of the salvation of our bodies.
所以我们看见真的受浸是表明我是一个得救的人。
So the baptism is to testify that I am someone who is saved.
不是我受浸我才得救，那当然这里是得救是讲永远得救来说的。
And not to say that because I'm baptized I am saved. Speaking of
the eternal salvation. 说一个人若是没有得救的话，人给他受浸十次一点用处都没有，一点意义都没有。
Which is to say, if someone doesn't believe and they're baptized, and it has no benefit to them.
一个人得救了，但是他没有受浸，他就是一个得救的人，他就是一个神所称义的人。
But if someone who has believed and is saved and is not baptized, he is still someone who is saved.
但是以后若是有机会，他一定要受浸，这是神的主的吩咐。
But with given the opportunity, he should be baptized because that is the command of the Lord.
但他受浸的时候，他不过是用见证来宣告，告诉人说我是已经得救的，我才受浸。
And his baptism is a testimony to those around that because I am saved, I am now being baptized.
但是很可惜，今天许多神儿女普遍的情形都是这样子。
But unfortunately, many of God's children. Today, their situation is like this.
在一个福音的聚会里面，有很多人说要不要信耶稣，很多人举手，然后下来就很多人带他们在做一个结束祷告。
And in a gospel meeting, we'll ask, does anyone want to be saved? And many people raise their hands, and then afterwards we'll lead them in a prayer.
然后聚完会，福音聚会完以后呢，几乎大部分就不来聚会了。
But then after this gospel meeting, many of them don't return to the church to meet.
邀也邀不动，请也请不来。
We invite them, they will refuse, and we can't.
只有极少数的，也许一个两个留下来继续聚会。
And very few, only one or two would remain to continue to attend.
这些经验我们都看得太多了。
This experience we see all too often.
所以我们看见一个人在那所谓做一个结识祷告，可能他得救了。
So we see if someone has said the prayer to accept the Lord.
但是很可能他就是还是没有得救。
But truthfully, they may not actually be saved.
大部分人都在那个情形的底下。
And in fact, many people are in this situation. So we see a lot of people at every gospel meeting. They will continually to accept the Lord and say that prayer. And they may attend three or four different gospel meetings.
若是耶稣基督十字架活在人的里面，活在人的眼中的话，那是很确定的得救，会在自己里面有感觉，因为马上有生命的表现出来。
But if the cross of Christ is truly revealed before them, then they would really feel the work of the Holy Spirit in them.
我曾经好多年前在一个夏令会里面遇到一个姊妹。
A long time ago, in a retreat, I met with this sister.
她告诉我说，她第一次福音的时候，她就信了。
She told me that the first time she heard the gospel, she believed.
她就接受主耶稣基督了。And
then she received the Lord Jesus.
为什么她很肯定的能够做这样见证告诉别人呢？
How can she, with such firmness, share this experience with other brothers and sisters?
因为她得救里面，她里面很清楚，她看见那个活化十字架活化在她里面。
Because very clearly she saw this the living word of the cross of Christ in her.
当然这样例子是比较少一点。
And truly this example is less common.
但是这也是说明到底一个人得救说是不是真是耶稣基督的十字架活在人的眼中。
But it tells us that to ask this question, is the cross of Christ truly alive before us?
因为我们经常听到人告诉我们说，都不是说我第一次听福音的时候就相信，我大部分时候，我信主的时候糊里糊涂的，大部分都是叫惊醒，是不是？
Because when we ask today about your gospel experience, not many people will say, you know, I truly saw the cross of Christ. Many people will tell us that we just kind of muddled through.
感谢神，那个姊妹见证，她很确定的。We
thank the Lord that this sister's testimony, she was firmly convinced.
但是的确，许多时候我们都是糊里糊涂信的主。But
many of us today were just kind of muddling along, believing in the Lord.
做一个节制祷告，但是我们知道，很多情形，很多人就是那这么一次节制祷告就离开了，就不再聚会了。那是大部分信徒是这样子。And
unfortunately, today many people will pray that prayer of accepting the Lord and never return.
所以这件事情我们不需要非常严谨的看待。
And so we have to very clearly see these things.
因为这是关系到永生永死的问题。
Because these things speak of eternal life and eternal death.
特别在这个时代，圣灵工作不是那么明显，说我们要看看这个人有没有生命的迹象显出来，需要时间来考验的。
And especially in these times where the work of the Holy Spirit is not as evident as it used to be.
一个人有生命在他里面，一定有生命的迹象显出来。
So we have to test to see if the Holy Spirit is with them.
也许有人得救比较好一点，他生命迹象显得比较明显一点。
And that will take time. And so some people believed more firmly in the beginning, and so they would grow.
有的人也许他得救不是那么好，但是他若是在生命在他里面，也是会有生命迹象显出来。
And others, if their initial salvation doesn't seem to be so firm, but if the Holy Spirit truly is in them, their spiritual life
would
be there. As long as a child was born today, as long as they are born alive, they may be frail or physically weak.
但是只要它里面是有生命的,
but as long as they have the life within them,
他一定会想喝奶,
they would want to drink milk.
他想吃,
they would want to eat.
你不给他吃, 他肚子饿, 他就哭, 他就吵, 都闹。
If they're hungry and you don't feed them, they would cry and throw a fuss.
那是一个生命的迹象的表现。
That is an expression of life.
虽然生命是那么幼稚那么脆弱, 但是总是有一点生命的迹象表现出来, 是可以看得到的。
As long as they have life in them, you know, they would have this expression of life and you would be able to see it. But if someone has no life in them,
你要塞给他, 他也不想吃,
Even if you tried to force feed them, they would not eat.
因为他没有生命，他怎么吃东西呢？
Because they have no life, how would they eat?
所以这个就是我刚才一开头提到说，一个人生命得一个人得救的时候，那是一个很重要的关键时刻。
So that's why in the beginning we said the person's salvation is very important.
也许我们从前都是福音徒信主的。
Maybe before we were just kind of muddling along believing in the Lord.
但是我们今天还能够聚会，能够还在神的家中，这实在是神的恩典，是个神的怜悯。
But that today we continue to abide in the house of the Lord. It is the grace and the blessing of the Lord.
那我们慢慢也许对圣灵多一点认识，更清楚，生命也在慢慢有点长大。
And as long as we continue to understand more and more of God's word, and our spiritual life continues to grow.
但是还有更多的人，就是人告诉他说已经得救了，你要受浸了。
But even more people, when we say that you have believed in the Lord, you must be baptized.
他可能也受了浸，但是以后很快就离开主，就不再聚会，你邀也邀不动，请也请不来。
Some people, even after they're baptized, will not want to return. To meet, and you couldn't invite them, you couldn't force them to come.
但他还以为他已经是一个得救的人。
But they would still say that they are someone who's.
我想那是一个更不好的一个情形。
And I think that is an even worse condition to be in.
感谢神，我们看见我们当中很多弟兄姊妹热心传福音，这是好的。
And we thank the Lord that there are many brothers and sisters who are fervently sharing the gospel.
但是我们必须要回到神的话里面来看。
But we have to return to God's word.
并且也需要在属灵上有一些的经历，所谓的认识。
And we need to have some spiritual experience and some understanding.
我们才知道如何来分辨。
To learn how to discern.
我们才知道如何来带领神的百姓，带神儿女，特别带领那些要信主的，或者说刚信主的，如何走在这条准确的道路上。
How to lead God's people and those new believers on this path of God's word.
所以我们的经历必须要回到神的话语来看，到底神的话是怎么说的。
So in our experience, we must return to God's word to see what God's word tells us.
是不是合乎神的真理？
Are we adhering to God's truth?
今天也有许多人讲他的一些经历，不管是做异梦，看见所谓异象，有一些特别的经历。
And some people today will share that they saw these signs and had some dreams.
好像讲起来好像会好像很真实，对他来说好像很实在一件事情。
And to them, it may seem very real. And
但是我还需要把那些经历带到神的话语来对照一下。
But you must bring their experience to God's word and compare it.
到底神的话是怎么说的？到底是不是合乎神的真理？
What does God's word say? Do these experiences adhere to God's truth?
因为有时候许多人所讲的那些经历，常常是出于人的，不是出于神的。
Because many of times people's experience.Come from men and not from God.
甚至出于恶者的一个工作。
And even would be the work of the evil one.
因为恶者会假冒，像那个天使一样。
Because the evil one will disguise himself as an angel of light.
这是保罗的话。
And this is the word of Paul.
这是圣经的话。
This is God's word.
所以我们需要很谨慎的把人的经历，我们个人经历，我刚刚提到说，把。加泰人得救经历，把他们带到神的话语来看，让他们知道神的话是怎么说的。
And so we have to bring our experience, and as we shared before, the experience of the Galatians, compare it to God's word to see what God's word says.
感谢神，神很清楚在那说，承认主耶稣基督，接受他做你的救主，就必得救了。
And we thank the Lord that He says, as long as in their heart a person believes and confesses with their mouth, then they are. Result in righteousness and salvation.
不需要加上任何一件东西，一件事情。
You don't need to add on any single thing.
因为这是基督的福音，这是恩典的福音。
This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the gospel of grace.
凡求告他主名，就必得救。
Someone who calls upon him and believes in him, they will be saved.
不仅人得救是根据神的话，根据神的应许。
Not only is this according to God's word and His promise.
人在那里不是因凭信心要行律法。要得神的称义
，They don't need to follow the law to be to receive God's
神的话也很清楚，在那里告诉我们说，凡行律法违本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着说
，And it says those who are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written，
凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law to perform them.
因信被称义，有神的话做根据。
Justification by faith has God's word backing it up.
人想靠行律法行为要称义，也有神的话做根据，他们这一般人就要受咒诅。
But those who try to abide by the law also have the backing of the Bible, but it says here that they will be cursed.
因为经上记着说，凡不常照律法书上所记一切知识去行的，就被受咒诅。
Because it says, curses everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law.
人要照律法去行，要被神称义。
If someone wants to abide by the law to be justified before the Lord.
但是人若是不常，就是必须要经常的、持续的一再那守神的律法。
But if someone doesn't abide fully in the law,
并且要行神一切所说的话去行，这样你常得救，常称义。
And you would have to abide by all the words of the Lord in order to be considered righteous according to the law.
但是很显然，人是没有办法做到这一点。
Unfortunately, no man can accomplish this.
人没有办法完全遵守神的律法。
Man cannot fully accomplish God's law.
也许这一条你守住了，第二条你就守不住了。
Maybe you can accomplish this one, but the other one you cannot.
只要一条守不住，就在神的定罪审判底下。
As long as you cannot accomplish any single one of the laws, then you are under God's judgment.
所以保罗说，很显然，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前可以称义的，这是很明显的。
So Paul says, no one can be deemed righteous under the law.
因为就是神的话明明记在那里，告诉人你要行律法，你就在咒诅底下。
And because the God's word tells us, curses everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the law.
你要靠自己的行为，好行为要得到神的称许，是没有路可走的。
If you want to be deemed righteous by your works, you have no path to walk on.
感谢神，我们今天不在律法底下，我们在乃是在恩典的底下。
Thank you, Lord, that today we are not under the law but under grace.
所以我们不需要再守律法。
So we no longer need to be bound by the law.
并且我们今因着主耶稣的救赎，把我们从律法里面释放出来，拯救出来了。
And the Lord Jesus has set us free from the law.
他代替我们身受了咒诅。
And he took our place and he received the curse.
他背负我们一切罪孽，他担当我们一切罪恶。
He bore all of our sins and transgressions.
因为他挂在十字架上，就表明他真的受了神的咒诅。
And he hung upon the cross to show that he received God's curse.
因为十字架木头就是一个咒诅的一个记号。
Because hanging on a tree, this wood is a sign of that curse.
感谢神，我们已经从这个律法咒诅里面出来了。
Thank the Lord that we have come out from under the law and this curse.
所以保罗他说，这便叫亚伯拉福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使他们因信得到所应许的圣灵。
As Paul says in verse 14, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
神所赐给亚伯拉福是什么？因念是因信称义，这是一个有福的人。
What is the blessing of Abraham that the Lord has given to us? That is justification by faith.
在这里就说，这个亚伯拉福是指的什么来说呢
？So what is this blessing of Abraham?
现在因着基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，就临到我们这些外邦人。
That this blessing, which is Christ Jesus, can now come to the Gentiles.
使我们因信就可以得着所应许的圣灵。
So that by faith we can receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神所赐给那个最大的福。
The Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing that the Lord has given.
所有属灵福气都是借着圣灵来经历、来享受的。
All spiritual blessings come through the Holy Spirit for us to enjoy.
外面那些看得见、摸得着，那都不是真正的福。
All of those outwardly visible things that we can see
是暂时的、会过去的。
Are not the real blessings.
也许今天是个福，明天恐怕不是成个福。
They are temporary and they will pass away. Today they may be a blessing, but tomorrow they might not.
可能今天的福就成为明天的一个重担、一个压力。
And today's blessing may become a burden tomorrow.
这是地上的福。
These are the earthly blessings.
不是真正的福，会过去的。
These are not the true blessings.
They
will pass away.
赐给我们是圣灵这个最大福。
But the Bible says that the Lord has given us the greatest blessing, which is the Holy Spirit, which will not pass away.
神所赐给我们所有属灵福气都是借着圣灵来经历的。
And all of the spiritual blessings will be given to us through the Holy Spirit for us to experience.
所以就是说, 圣灵来要把我们带到进入
And so the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all of the truth.
神的真理里面包含很多丰富, 当然包括神的命令,神的诫命, 更也包括神许多祝福在他真理,在他话语里面。
And in God's truth are all of the blessings and the promises that we can experience through the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么样经历这些宝贵的真理,宝贵的话呢?
How do we experience these precious words and blessings?
乃至在生命里面,乃至圣灵里面, 那就是我们必须要藏在活在你的里面。
That is, we'd have to abide and live in the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以经历到在基督里面所赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
Then we'll be able to experience and receive all of these spiritual blessings.
不管是主耶稣基督爱,主耶稣基督的喜乐,主耶稣基督的那种满足享受, 都在圣灵里面,我们可以经历得到。
The love of the Lord Jesus, His peace, His fullness, all these things are experienced through the Holy Spirit.
感谢神,这是一个最大的祝福。
We thank the Lord, this is the greatest blessing.
我们在信心里面,我们已经得到了。
That in faith, we have already received it.
我们都在经历里面,我们都享受到了。
And in our experience, we can enjoy it.
但是还有许多属灵福气,我们要继续来经历。
But there are many other spiritual promises that through our experience we can enjoy. So we have to abide in the Holy Spirit. To live in the Lord Jesus.
神的话,
and therefore God's words will not be something outward.
慢慢就,
but it will become our own spiritual experience.
我们就越过越信心增加, 我们越过, 越相信我们主耶稣基督实在是我们,实在是,非常的宝贵。
And that our spiritual life will continue to grow, and then His presence will be more precious to us.
我们更多经历基督的时候, 我们就更爱他。
As we experience more of our Lord Jesus, we will love Him more.
更多顺服他自己。
And more desire Him and follow after Him.
好像我们在地上的生活更能蒙到他的喜悦。
And that our lives here on earth would be more pleasing to Him.
求主恩待, 祂自己的话,
May the Lord bless and keep His word.
祂的话继续上心中动工, 让我们真的在圣灵里面经历基督里面一切的丰富。
May His word continue to be revealed in us that we may experience more of Him.
将到这里,
Let's conclude our sharing with our brother, conclude us in a word of prayer.